Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts. You like this one, Hugh?
Nah.
No?
Is this Paul McCartney?
Beatles.
Yeah. Well, the Beatles. Is it the Beatles or Paul McCartney?
Beatles.
Okay.
Well, Paul McCartney's singing.
Yeah.
But it's the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of nailed it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Nah, it's too melancholy.
Hold on. Only played it because it says Wednesday morning in the beginning.
No, I get that. It's too melancholy, though. Like, nah.
And okay. It's for Daryl's.
Yeah.
She's leaving home.
It's not one I listen to often.
All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Daryl's leaving home.
Yeah, Daryl's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone on Wednesday morning.
Ain't
he's
home
gone.
No more. You got to pack that thing up and leave.
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder where he stay. I'm still looking for a home. Probably too big.
I was going to say,
in a balling ass.
I have no idea what kind of place the guy lived in. I don't think you want to move into that. That feels a little out of your price range.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
Ballerific, he said?
Ballerific. Phillips, ballerific. Probably live in a balling ass spot in Jersey. You think you live in Jersey or Philly? Probably.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't live in Jersey.
I have no idea.
Ballerific sounds.
Yeah. Add that to the mix here.
You got the nuts in your hand. That's crazy.
You walk into these all the time. All right, back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. In just a minute, Elliot's going to join us at noon today. Your take on the Morey thing, the situation the Sixers are in now. I think it's a good day for the Sixers, and I'm feeling more optimistic. The glass is more half full that Morey's out of here and can't make things worse. And I believe now, and I've wondered this and kind of in the back of my head for a while, that Schwarber's become the best home run hitter to ever wear a Phillies uniform. We're watching something that is so prolific, I almost think we're downplaying it. He's on pace for 65 home runs. He just hit his sixth home run in five games.
That's pretty dope.
As great as Howard was, I think this is a better home run stretch than even Howard had. And obviously Schmidt is the best, or the best player in Phillies history by a mile. But to me, his was more about longevity and home run excellence, but not so much this kind of peak. I mean, 56 last year, maybe 60 plus this year. This is nuts. All right, your phone calls and all that. But Hugh, we did promise everyone we would have a list of names for the Sixers to potentially go after, as you know, for Bob Myers. Maybe Bob Myers is driving around right now. He's like, oh, what are they talking about? So why don't you help him out, Hugh? Why don't you tell everyone what that notebook says, potential replacements for Daryl Morey?
Well, I did a quick search and just thinking about some of the GMs and some of the names that have been mentioned over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of names a few names that came up that are already on teams, and they're teams that are in the playoffs. But I'm like, hey, I'm okay with poaching somebody.
Sure.
But you have to, here's the problem. The names that I'm looking at is you're going to have to offer them a lot to probably get them to leave.
Well, Josh Harris has plenty of money.
The first guy on this list is Minnesota Timberwolves' Matt Lloyd. He's been highly regarded over the last couple of years as the GM, and his name often comes up when jobs like this come open. So that's one of the first names that was vetted when I did my search. Second name is Dennis Lindsay. You know, Dennis is from Detroit uh-huh. Pistons, and you look and see what they've done with Tobias Harris, yep, and where they are right now. So that's a guy. You know, as of course, Chris mentioned the guy, Vince Rosman's name. He's already here, his internal hire. And there's another name that was thrown out there. He's an agent. His name is Austin Brown. He's an agent, and he's trying to get in that side. I don't know how comfortable I would be with somebody who's an agent trying to, you know, cut his teeth in here, but the hunger factor is kind of high.
Before you go on, I think the agent thing is interesting, considering Bob Myers was an agent who became an executive of the Warriors. I mean, I don't, when Bob Myers is doing the interview process, I don't know what he's looking for, but Hugh, someone that was an agent
might be appealing and know how to work these contracts and everything.
That's how he became what he became.
Yeah. I mean, but you're also marrying it. This fan base is fatigued, you know. I mean, it's obvious. And, you know, we talk about this weekend and, you know, financial decisions that were made. This fan base is fatigued. And I think that you need to try to figure out a way. You need somebody innovative enough that's going to get them excited about whatever you decide to do and be excited about the fact that Joel Embiid is still going to be here.
Yeah.
I think that's not the big...
Not excited
Joe,
about that.
Joe, but he's going to be here. Mm. And I think that you need to be creative in the way that you market that to your fan base moving forward. This is not the process. So I don't know if you want to go with a new mantra moving forward or what do you want to call it? It starts today or... You know, the
future. It starts
now.
With whatever's in Hugh's notebook.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the future's bright or whatever, but you're going to have to figure out a way to get this fan base excited about this upcoming season. I think the way you do that, it has to be something with VJ and Maxi.
Yeah, I actually think that we should one day come up with slogans for the Sixers to help them get people excited for next year. We're sorry. We'll try not to screw up again. Does that work?
Hey, that one, it's simple, but yeah, it's effective.
Yeah, but it's a little dull. We'll try not to screw up again. Is anyone buying tickets for that?
We're sorry. Please come back. Baby, come back.
Baby, come back. That actually hits a little bit
baby,
more.
Baby, come back.
I like your list of names, by the
no,
way.
No, but I'm saying.
Pretty comprehensive
then,
from Hugh Douglas.
You know, and obviously Jameer Nelson. You know, he's an assistant GM. I think he was on the international, like, basketball, whatever. And he's already a part of the organization, so... That's another thing. And Elton Brand. Elton Brand's already here. I don't know if people – and see, the thing about Elton Brand being here, he's a household name, but I don't know if people feel or would be excited about somebody who was a part of the old regime.
Well, and he's been here for so long.
Yeah, yeah, they might feel like he might be a part of the problem.
How long has Elton lasted three regimes now? I think he's lasted – well, it's at least two.
It's a lot of survival for Elton Brand.
It is. it's a lot.
It's too much.
Listen, I always liked Elton as a player, and I think he's. it wouldn't be inspiring if they just
get Billy King. Let's see what Billy King doing.
You bring Billy back.
Billy probably. Listen, Billy, throw your hat in the ring, man. Go ahead.
I wouldn't mind bringing Billy back. All right, so I had three names on my list. Hugh, you hit one of them, Vince Rosman from the Thunder. He checks a lot of boxes. He used to be here, so he understands how it works here. He's gone to the Thunder. He's in player development, and look how they develop players. I found this from a couple years ago where Vince. Sam Hinkie gave him a seal of approval. I guess Sam knew him from back in the day, and Sam loved him and said he's great with people, great evaluating talent. He seems like a future general manager in the NBA, so that's a name to keep in mind. The other two, Hugh, are big names, and I don't think either are likely, but they're on my list.
What you got?
Well, the first one is just Bob Myers do the job.
Don't feel like Bob Myers wants to do the job.
Do you think Bob...
I was about to say Dombrowski. But the manager for the Phillies now feels like that.
Mattingly.
Don Mattingly. Feel like a Don Mattingly.
But Mattingly did do the job.
Yeah, but he didn't want to it. He reluctantly did the job.
So let me ask you this. If you're Josh, I'm going to put a hypothetical for you. Josh Harris lets Bob Myers go lead the search. Bob, go help me find my next.
Let me find the next guy.
At the end, Bob Myers says, here are the three best. Josh, why don't you interview them now and take it home? If I'm Josh Harris, you know what I would say to Bob Myers? Are any of them better than you?
I mean, that's the way to pin him down.
I just want his answer. And if he says, yes, they're all right now better than I am right now, go. But if I see pause in his eye, and then you know what I would say? Bob, well, are you sure you don't want to do this? Because I'd love Bob Myers
to
do this.
How long has Bob Myers been out the game, Joe?
3 years.
Okay, 3 years is a long time. I know it doesn't feel like it for most people, but that's a long time when you talk about the innovative styles and everything that's coming out as far as basketball is concerned now. And it looks like it's more a shift from the big three to more of – the old school way of playing basketball.
It is, yeah.
You know what I mean? More deep benches and having multiple guys that are contributors and things of that nature instead of the big three. So to me, I feel like you need to get somebody that's going to help build this team the right way. The biggest thing that sticks out to me in the series that we just was in is how deep the Knicks bench was.
Absolutely.
You know, and how many contributors that they had on their squad. And when you look at that contrasting to what we had, I remember seeing guys in street clothes a lot that were supposed to be contributors. Well, they were contributors last year in last year's playoff run, but they had on street clothes in this playoff run. So you need to find some young guys that fit the cap ramifications that you have that's going to help your team get better, but also understand that this is an ongoing process because you're not there yet.
Yeah,
you're not going to be able to fix everything in one offseason.
So I wrote down Rosman. I wrote down Bob Myers. The last name, and it's already being reported, Jake Fisher reporting that he's not going to be a candidate. I guess he doesn't want to jump to this part of basketball. But the name I love, the idea I love, obviously has a great relationship with Bob Myers. He played for him, knows this city as well as anybody. And I always thought he was really bright. And I actually thought he was one of the most underrated players we've had here in 25 years. And he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. And I used to say that and people would yell at me. Hugh, I would love if Andre Iguodala was interested.
So he took his name out of the hat.
So Jake Fisher reported this morning, he wrote, among the already rumored names to lead the Sixers front office moving forward, I'm being told NBPA executive, he's the executive of the Player Association, director and former Warriors swingman, Andre Iguodala is not a candidate for the position.
That's pretty cool for Iggy, though.
That he's even being mentioned
that
for this?
That he's being mentioned for that, man. I mean, kudos to the guys, especially the guys that have accomplished what he's accomplished, to be able to walk in that space in a short period of time or have the opportunity to do that, because that's not allotted to a whole lot of people.
It says, you know, the report is he doesn't, it's not happening. But if I was Bob Myers, I would send a text or a call.
Like are you
Andre,
sure?
You want to come in and talk?
And I think, you know what would be exciting about it? I think people would get excited is because he was here. He understands the pulse of the city. And I would be interested to see what kind of innovative ideas that he would bring to this new squad.
And he understands winning. I mean, when he left here, he joined. He became part of a dynasty. He won Finals MVP. I mean, Andre Iguodala is. I want more Sixers to play like Iguodala played. I would love that. So, I mean, that's a name on my mind. It's probably not going to happen. Vince Rosman feels like the one that checks a lot of boxes. And if Bob Myers wants to do it himself, that to me is the best case scenario. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Adrian wants to get on Hugh Douglas here. Adrian. Adrian.
Are you serious, Adrian?
Adrian.
Guy's a clown. Oh, was that him? You know what? Now he's got to wait. He's got to wait to call.
Called him a clown.
Well, no, because he gets. All right.
That was strong. Did you hear that?
Well, Adrian can be a clown at times. I mean, we haven't heard from him in a while. I was going to pop him right on, but then he's doing a million other things. Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe, Hugh Douglas hates Kyle Schwarber, and that is Ohio on Ohio crime.
You felt it too, didn't you, David? It's amazing.
Is that what it is?
I couldn't believe what he was saying, Joe. It's like, are you kidding me right now?
Are you watching this
guy play?
Cutting out his legs because he doesn't play the field.
How dare Hugh, and he can't even hit a baseball.
We know that. He can't.
he can't hit a baseball. Oh, my God.
The nerve of this guy having an opinion.
but, Hugh, it's a bad opinion.
Bad opinion. But I got the belt.
It doesn't matter. But he cares.
You know, my mom had a belt, too, and she wasn't afraid to use it. So you can throw it out there, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that is true. That belt that was the ultimate equalizer back in the day. Boy.
Oh, my God. I still have nightmares about belts.
Flashbacks. Everybody had flashbacks this morning.
But all right, so let's get on to the Sixers. Once again, you guys are being totally short-sighted here. Mm-hmm. You're not looking at the whole picture. You know, why keep Nick Nurse when you're cleaning house? And the reason is, and you got to go from the top with Josh Harris. He's like that creepy little kid that your friend has that comes over and he has little boogers all over his fingers. He's putting his hands in all the cookie jars. And that's what he is. Josh Harris, just all he wants to do is keep his hands in all the cookie jars. And he just wants to make the money. And how he's going to make the money is he's going to stay in-house because he found somebody who can be the GM of this team and can also, you know, said, yeah, I'm fine with Nick Nurse, so we don't have to pay him out. So he's saving that money, and it's all boiling down to that. So Elton Brand is going to be your next GM of the Sixers. Don't go through the, you know, process of interviewing and all this crap, but it's all smoke and mirrors, and you guys are falling for the smoke and mirrors, and it's just not going to happen. This is going to be Elton Brand. It's going to be his team, and I mean, the team's already ruined. You know, you say Maury's gone, but Maury's going to be felt for the next 3-4 years. There's just no way out of all this. And you know, it's going to be a shame, but it's going to be status quo is what you're going with, because it's all about making money, and that's all they care about. They don't care about the fans unless the fans are making money, you know, giving them money, and that's all they want. So that's what you're looking at, Joe.
Probably. I mean, well, every time we watch Embiid and George play, we're going to thank Morey, right? We're going to think, well, there's the Morey contracts. We're still dragging these out for another couple years. I get your point on Nurse. They could have done that. I mean, they could have moved. I don't mind Nurse. It is a little awkward that we're doing the same thing we did 4 years ago, right? Because when Morey came in, they kept Doc Rivers. So Morey had to inherit Doc Rivers and then eventually got rid of him. It's disjointed. I'm with you on that. It's a little disjointed.
Yeah, I don't mind Nurse either, but you know, you got to let somebody, you know, come in, and as Hater Hugh would say, you got to let them cook. And if you're already saddling with the coach who doesn't play the way you want to play, then he's not going to be able to do anything. You know, it's going to be completely off kilter. So they already have somebody in mind who's probably already picked that they're going to use. And he likes Nick Nurse, so that's what you're looking
at. Might be, David. David, good phone call. It might be. Yeah, and look, I'll defend them a little bit on keeping Nurse. I think it's a little bit hard to run parallel searches at the same time, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're changing a whole lot. And it feels to me like there was a lot of undermining of the coach. And that's just my personal thought about this. Because I'm going back and I'm thinking, when we talk about how at the end of the game where Nick Nurse just kind of, Coach Nurse just kind of put his...
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head back and was like, I feel like there was a lot of times that he probably wanted to go in one direction.
Of course.
But there were other forces that were in play that kind of, you know, undercut him a little bit.
Yeah, my guess too with Nurse, he's coached a lot of places. I mean, before his NBA career, you know, he went from assistant in Toronto to the head coach there. He coached like every little team you could imagine professionally in different countries. I mean, he's probably worked for 25 different GMs over the years. So my guess is he's pretty malleable to, like, all right, whoever's picking the players, I'll just coach him.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Now, a year from now, could the new GM get Nurse out of here for his guy? Sure. I mean,
not the first year.
Yeah,
not
I think it probably keeps things a little bit, it simplifies how much change we're doing at once. Plus, what if the search takes a while? Right, this could be a long search. I mean, they don't really need anyone. To me, the Bob Myers thing allows them to go through this slow build. Right, they don't need someone by the draft. If Bob Myers has to pick the player at 22, like, he could do that.
Yeah.
Do you consider this an attractive destination?
I do.
Well, when he was talking about some of the guys leaving some of the best teams, I wonder that. Yeah. Like, if you work with the Timberwolves, right, and you have Anthony Edwards, if you work for the Thunder, do you want to leave there to come to the Sixers? It's almost like, you know, when people from the Eagles leave to go become GMs of other teams. It's an opportunity, but you're better off just staying next to Howie.
I guess it depends on who you are. Like, if you're somebody who likes a challenge, or if you think you can get creative. Like, this is going to take some creativity,
yep,
I think, to turn this into what we want it to be.
And it's your own. It'll be yours.
Sure. I think we've had the conversation about, like, what would it take, hypothetically, to get Howie Roseman to leave the Eagles and go to a team like the Jets? Like, that would be like a passion project for Howie. Like, if you can turn the Jets into something. And I could see Howie being that kind of guy who would embrace that kind of challenge. So I think it's attractive to the right person, somebody who embraces that kind of challenge.
Yeah, and also creative. Yeah, and probably also someone who's waiting for their first shot, and maybe they haven't gotten it yet, and like, here come the Sixers calling. And you take the job. Adrian, back up here, wants to get on Hugh Douglas about something. So, Adrian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Hugh, man. You know, you my guy, man. I was just going to listen to y'all, enjoy, you know, just listening to y'all. Then you bring up Elton Brand. You know, Elton Brand is actually part of the problem. Since he's been here, 2016, we have been the worst organization in basketball. He came in 2016, 2017, we took Markelle Fultz. I told him when we took Markelle Fultz that we was going to be in purgatory for 10 years. We are coming up upon that 10 years. We just had an opportunity and a chance to get rid of Embiid, but no, his contract would have been over, but now the new contract just kicked in 2 days ago. We'd have been done with Embiid, but now we cannot get... Listen, he's a Duke guy, right?
Yes.
He came in 2017... We took Markelle Fultz over Tatum, which is a Duke guy. So if he didn't have any say-so in that, And then we just got rid of Dugan McCain, which we really needed during the playoffs. He's an outside shooter. He in OKC knocking everything down. And he had no say-so in that. What good is Elton Brand?
Well, maybe. And to your point, Adrian, he was not that high on the list, but nonetheless, he was on the list because maybe since he's been in the organization, he knows how to be innovative and get this thing going. Maybe he has some ideas, some fresh, innovative ideas, where if he was given the opportunity to make those calls, that he could make a difference. Because like you said, he is a new guy, and he's a smart guy.
He was the GM for 1 year, and they brought in the Colangelos after that. We took Markelle Fultz. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you?
Listen. And you know,
he gave him a one-year deal, and he bought him
And again, I don't know. You were here when all that happened, so I defer to you on that.
Don't defer to Adrian.
But Adrian, how do you know that that was his call? That was all his call, because just like you said, they fired him after a year. So that to me doesn't sound like they had a whole lot of belief in him anyway. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It was just a name was on the list, and I just threw it out there. But I hear what you're saying. The pain is different when you've been in this thing for a while. I totally understand.
We have to clean house. We brought Bob Myers in here, clean house. I like what McNurse has done. I think McNurse actually deserved another year because he got us past freaking Boston once. You know what I mean? So I would probably just give him a year. And if he do good under the new GM, then we'll probably keep him. If not, we get rid of him too. But you got to clean house. Elton Brand cannot be the GM.
Adrian, I generally agree with you on this. When Hugh said Elton Brand, it's a dull hire. It's dull. Like if they hire Elton Brand, it's like, all right, cool, great guys. Thanks. Yeah. He's been here 10 years. Now you're elevating him through all the crap. It's dull.
I hear you. Yeah. But you're talking about. We also got to remember that we want to try to get this done as quickly as possible.
Well, no, I don't.
Is it a cut?
I don't think it has to be.
You don't think so? Because I look at it like this.
But if you rush into it, you make the wrong choice for the 22nd pick.
I think the most important thing to do in this situation is to get your team together to vet these young players.
Well, I think the one good thing is Bob Myers could steer the ship if this takes a while. I mean, like, there's not many people better at steering this ship now.
Yeah, but then you might get somebody in here that probably didn't feel that strongly about the pick that you made.
Well,
you
want somebody. But this pick isn't that big of a deal. It's a
22nd pick. Yeah. But it had.
Well, it could be a Maxey or a Jared McCain.
It could be.
Yeah, and it could be that could come in and if you're lucky, can contribute right away.
Yeah, no, I just would feel differently if we had the fourth pick.
No, right?
That's a very important asset.
Yes,
wouldn't
right,
Harm
right.
Brand feel like just promoting Kevin Petullo? I mean, we're not coming off the Super Bowl.
Damn.
But it's kind of like, this is what we're doing?
It would feel Petullo-ish.
Yeah, it would be a little Petullo-esque.
Yeah. And we saw how Petullo worked out. And we saw what you said about Petullo three games in.
Him in Miami.
I am rooting for Petullo in Miami. Why not?
Yeah, he just need to let what happened in Philly go, though.
Well, we're going to get to him. He said something yesterday we got to talk about.
I mean, but you sometimes, man, when you get asked questions, man, even I do this. Sometimes you just probably shouldn't answer them the way that you really want to answer.
You mean that like during the show or in real
sometimes
life?
Do I really want this smoke?
Well, his tenure here was largely a success. So
it was an overwhelming success. Petullo's tenure with the Eagles?
Yeah, but ain't nobody trying to hear that here, man.
Well, I'm not talking about his coordinator
here. You say nobody wants to hear every day?
No, I'm just saying. I drop dimes every day. What are you talking about? I'm a point guard.
Yeah, yep.
Petullo's, Petullo's 5 years with the Eagles was an overwhelming success.
Of course it was.
I mean, who would disagree with that?
A smashing success.
No,
what I'm saying is.
What do you mean?
Nobody remembers. They remember your last performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's their.
Well, that's why I'm here to give context to all this.
And make people mad.
I'm not here to make people mad. I'm here to give context. The way you react to it's your decision.
Jason Kelce went out with a whimper in 23.
That playoff game against the Bucks, yeah. Ugly.
It's okay.
You guys.
What?
It was.
I'm not arguing. That's
hold on. Way. You went out with a whimper. You fought our wide receiver after a gap year in Jacksonville, buddy. Everyone calls in with nothing but adoration and respect for you.
All right. And that was a gap year. All right.
You should know better.
You really should. You should know better. After all you've been through. 215-592.
Me and Kevin Petullo on the same boat now. That is
You're
great.
Lucky that we were
better, more successful Eagles center. Kevin Petullo, Hugh Douglas. Well, Batullo has a ring.
One guy won two NFC titles, and I got a ring. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your phone calls on all this. The Sixers search for new executive. Maury, how you feeling today? Glass half full, half empty. And I think Kyle Schwarber is now the best home run hitter in Philly's history. To me, he's passed everyone in terms of prolific home run hitters. Your reaction to that? Elliot joins us as well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, everybody. Wawa has tacos. Wawa has expanded its freshly prepared food lineup with the launch of seasoned beef tacos, and they're available for a limited time. These cheesy beefy tacos feature warm tortillas filled with Wawa's savory seasoned beef and fresh toppings. The new taco delivers a craveable handheld alternative to when you want to just, you know, grab some protein on the go, everybody. Get your tacos in your choice of seasoned beef or chicken, steak. You can get black beans. You can get shredded cheddar cheese and up to two spreads. So far, I've gotten the garlic aioli, and I've gotten some barbecue. And I'm going to get this fresh salsa. Got some fresh salsa for the fresh topping. That tastes pretty good. And it's all packed in a 6-inch soft tortilla when you're on the go. So that means you can grab your tortillas, your 6-inch soft tortillas, you know, throw them in the bag and go on about your business. Wawa Seasoned Beef offering introduces a new way for you to enjoy bold flavor on the go, anchored by tacos as the hero. Seasoned beef is savory, juicy, saucy, not overly spicy. Bold seasoned beef is available on all platforms. You get them in a quesadilla. You can get some tacos, burritos, and bowls. But all of this for a limited time only. So check out Wawa's new seasoned beef tacos at your local Wawa today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough. Just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.